You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Hey, hey, hey. We're back again. Seems like we were just here yesterday.
I was just thinking the same thing.
How does that work?
I don't know. It's Friday.
Oh, man. Hey.
Happy Friday.
We got Don back again.
We do. Hi, Don.
How do you like that? Long time no see, you know?
Yeah,
I miss you guys.
It's been a while.
You know? Yeah.
Did you do something different with your hair?
No, I let it grow out. I'm not wearing a beanie, so I think that's
why. Oh, yeah. We never see his hair. That's right.
Yeah, that's the first.
Okay.
Well,
also, I didn't even tell you guys over the week, you know, since I didn't see you, I went line dancing again.
Oh,
I did end up going line dancing, so we're bringing that back.
Back to that.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's not good. That's really bad news.
Yeah.
Feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend dragged you there, didn't she?
Yeah, I got forced.
There's something really wrong there.
Yeah.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Isabel. I keep wanting to introduce you.
Yeah. Her, I guess you brought her to the Atwood Music Hall last week at the Pete Schwab's movie. And you
hid.
Yeah,
and you took her away from us.
I just don't like, you know, when there's a lot of people, I get scared, okay? I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, she
was there, yeah, right?
She was, yes. She talked to Conrad. She talked to everyone, I think, besides you guys.
She's avoiding us.
You know why? Because we tell you not to line dance because of her.
Yeah, she might be mad at you guys or something.
Maybe she is. Yeah.
God.
Well, yeah.
Well,
everything went well at the line dancing thing?
Yeah, no.
You didn't get hurt?
No issues. I was
didn't fall down.
Putting my steps in line. I was doing the whole move with my hands. It was good.
Good
stuff.
No.
I was getting really into it.
No.
You know, maybe she's onto something.
What do you mean you did the whole thing with your hands?
I mean, look at this. Oh, if you guys look on YouTube.
Oh, that's the Trump dance.
Yeah, it's like the mock. Oh, gosh. Never mind. Sorry about that.
Okay. So, wait a minute. That's part of line dancing? That kind of arm movement?
No, that was just me doing it. Everyone else was.
Nobody else did that?
Everyone had their hands down.
Okay.
Well, all right. I can see you're just way beyond help at this point. Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, that was surreal.
It was. Hey, it's cold out there this morning, 4 degrees.
We had that. We have the camera on you, right? We have that now.
Yeah.
People can actually rewind and see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. 4 degrees this morning, highs around 25. I don't know, the sunrise and sunset time, you know, we're out of pattern here doing the morning show. Forget about the sunrise and sunset.
Doesn't matter anymore.
Why?
We're here all the time.
Yeah.
7:20 is sunrise.
7:20. Okay.
And 4:22 is sunset.
Okay. Very good. It's going to be cold this weekend, too. Saturday's high, just 5 degrees, and Sunday, just 4 degrees. So
really cold
all weekend long.
Really cold.
Get bundled up.
I had planned to change the battery in my Prius.
You mentioned that, yeah.
Over the weekend, and I'm not doing that now, obviously. Well, working outside in that kind of weather.
Forget about
it. It always seems like that's how it is.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with junkers in the 60s and 70s, and I remember working on those junkers every winter.
Right.
For some reason, you're under the car, you're getting wet, you're getting cold, you're freezing, you can't move your hands.
You're right.
You're laying on snow and ice.
Well, I was going to say, you could drive your car over to my garage and fix it there, but you can't drive the car because it needs a battery,
right? That's right, yeah.
So you're stuck. You're stuck there.
I was able to get a battery online through Costco.
Oh.
But I went into Costco asking for that same battery, and they said, no, I couldn't get it.
Okay.
Now, it's an Interstate battery. So the guy told me, just go around the corner. The Interstate battery company is right there. You can get it. I said, no, I can get it through you guys, you know, for $100 less. Oh, no, we don't have that battery. No, we don't have Toyota batteries here. So he kind of snickered and sneered at me.
So couldn't you show them on your phone that it's there online?
I didn't. You know what? I didn't bother.
Oh.
You know, I would have normally done that, but I just thought, that's it. You know, I'm done. I'm ordering online, and I'm going to show him.
You are Mr. Costco, though.
Not that he knows. I know I don't want to create a lot of trouble because they'll probably kick me out or move me into an aisle I don't like.
You didn't want to cause a scene.
Bet and all, you know. So... So anyway, I ordered it. I got it in the mail. You can mail these batteries because they're a dry battery. They have sheets of absorbent whatever in the middle, so there's no water sloshing around, and they don't leak when you ship them.
Yeah.
And it is a cool battery. In fact, I suggest everybody in town go out and get this kind of battery. I can't remember what it is, a GMB or something. You know,
doesn't matter.
Some initials like that. But they tell you in the description that it works better in cold weather. It works better with cars that use a lot of electronics.
Okay.
And they retain their charge much longer and better, especially in cars that have a little bit of drainage, you know, trickle draining. You know, some of the electronics in the car, when you park the car and it's off, it uses electronics. So it keeps things going. And this, you know, this battery prevents that trickle drain on your battery.
Nice. What kind of warranty do you have on that? Is it 1 year or a couple of years?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's...
I don't care. It's supposed to last forever.
Yeah, oh, sure. Like a forever battery. That's what they always say. Let's go to Matt in Middleton. He's our early morning caller this morning. Good morning, Matt. What do you got for us?
Morning, guys. I missed you during my coffee these last few days, so welcome back.
Thank you.
So I've been thinking this for a while, but this Trump 2.0, this cast of deplorables for the worst reality show ever invented.
Ever,
yeah.
These people are deplorable. They're somewhat inhuman. I don't understand their behavior. They wear makeup. They have plasticine faces. They just don't look right. There's something off. And you were talking about UFOs yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, maybe this.
And I was watching some Ancient Aliens, and I think I figured it out. They're lizard people.
Yes.
Oh.
They're reptilianoids.
Yes. They're
I think there's going to be a White House presser where Trump's face just falls off and we see the reptilian skin underneath.
it's like a Twilight Zone or Outer Limits episode, right? You find out all the stuff
it's
later.
Just unreal.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. I want to ask you something, Matt. You know about mail delivery. I think we had a news story where they're requesting that everybody shovel in front of their mailboxes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Preventing mail trucks from getting stuck.
Yeah, what do you know about that?
Yeah, what do you know about that,
well,
Matt?
Well, the problem is when it's, because the city comes through, right, and they plow, and that pushes additional snow in this big mound in front of people's boxes. And when we're delivering from the truck, that means we have to get out. We can't reach it.
Oh
man.
And that's an additional
opportunity
to fall or somebody slides behind us and hits us or whatever else. But yeah, ice is it's a difficult problem for us.
Yeah, so they're asking everybody to plow or do whatever they can, snowblow, in front of the mailboxes, which I used to do last year and the year before and the year before that. But this year, I just gave up. You know, this snow is just insane. I think I'm going to get out there and do my part and clear out
good
in front
you.
Of the damn mailboxes for my mail carrier.
Matt, I got another.
It basically just means you might have to wait a little longer for your mail if we skip you.
Matt, I got another question for you.
I got a threat here now.
I moved 2 months ago from the west side to the east side. I'm still having trouble getting my mail. I went online, did a change of address form. I went to each post office, one on the west side,
my God,
one on the east side.
Get over it, man.
What can I do?
So you're not getting your mail.
It keeps going to the old house.
I honestly think it's that's a Louis DeJoy problem. They changed where it's processed. So all of our mail in Wisconsin is processed in Milwaukee, I believe.
What do I have to?
And here in Middleton, at the station I work at, we are trying to keep certain things in Middleton. Like, so if you're if you ship something independently from Middleton to Middleton, we try to keep it there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we are trying to change some of that. But yeah, I think these change of address things are getting wonky because I've heard that several times.
Tell me
people.
About it.
But,
yeah.
Do you know where? Do you know where I live, Matt?
No. Not
again, no. Because I'm damn close to the post office.
Track where the fascists live. I want to know where the threat's coming from.
Well, I want you to protect me with that damn mail truck, you know?
All right, Matt.
But, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm on High Point Road, right, right at the top of the hill there.
Okay. We have Pam Yonke coming up, but let's go to Mark in the sack. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I think Matt is onto something. I'm just waiting for them to. I remember the old show V for Visitors, where the woman unhinged her jaw and swallowed the rat or hamster, or whatever it was. That,
yeah,
you know, I'm fully prepared to see Kristi Noem do that, or you know, any of the Trump administration ones.
Damn,
you know,
Bobby.
And Elon Musk with his. Is you know worth more than all of humanity? You know that all of humanity could.
Right.
Half of it could fade, could disappear, and be better if that happened than Elon Musk leave this mortal coil.
I know.
It is just sad that these guys are just, our Russian operatives that are infiltrated throughout our government now. That apparently, Russia is our ally. I mean, it just is.
Yeah. Right.
Like I've said before, we must be able to see a good old. Ronald Reagan's corpse beneath his grave because he's been spinning so fast it's turned everything above him into glass we see him there spinning away because that Russia is no longer the evil empire but is our good friend. I mean, and that
I know.
And I'm just tired of hearing this that Russia, the Russia hoax. Well, Russia is Donald Trump's ally, and apparently entire Republican Party, and I was terrified of standing up to Donald Trump and saying that Russia is not our, and saying that Russia is still our enemy or our adversary, as it were, not our good friend, because he wants to rework everything. I mean,
right. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, taking on Venezuela, Putin is not happy about that, apparently. Right. Russia and Venezuela are pretty close.
Good friends,
So we'll see.
A little bit later on, either this morning or this afternoon, I'm not sure if we'll fit this in, but it's The Daily Show. Jon Stewart had a comparison between Venezuela and Iraq.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're getting the same language, the same reasons to go to war.
Yeah. Weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, it's interesting stuff.
Yeah,
so,
just make something up.
So either we'll get to it this morning or this afternoon. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Coming up, we've got Pam Yonke with the Midwest Food and Farm Report. We're going to talk with her. Also, Savannah Tomei Olson. And it's the last day for our grown-up gift list multi-state contest, the Text to Win contest. You'll have chances to win $200 today, and then we'll draw for the grand prizes later on this evening.
I can't wait.
Notify winners
really
next week.
Amazing
all right.
stuff.
We're coming back. Okay. Well, try to contain your enthusiasm. Okay? Curb it. Okay?
All right.
19 past the hour. It's John and Gordy back in the morning on this Friday. And we're back with Pam Yonke next.
Talk radio. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
My goal in life is to spread love around, to sprinkle it gently all over the ground. When I clean out the barn, I cleanse my heart too, while hauling manure, I'm thinking of you.
It's manure. It's winter, okay. John and Gordy in the morning.
We have this ongoing battle about how to pronounce manure.
I know. But yeah. On the farm, I know they say manure.
Okay.
Bother
I'll
with
go
the
with
fancy,
that.
The fancy city way of saying
it's
it.
It's like creek or crick.
Crick.
Exactly.
Creek or crick.
Right.
Two rivers. Two rivers. Come on.
That's Pam Yonke from Midwest Farm Report.
Sorry to chime in. I've had my coffee this morning.
Oh, that's okay.
No, that's good. Yeah. We need a third voice here.
Cold morning like this, you need some coffee. We've got 4 degrees right now. Pam, let's talk about the Christmas tree that's at the Capitol here, just a block away from us. You know all about this. You've done some research about the Christmas tree.
Well, right. We follow that story every year. It's just kind of intriguing to me this year because the tree came from my home county, O'Connell County, up in northeast Wisconsin. And actually, the family that provided the tree is just down the road from my home farm, Whispering Pines. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to be able to talk a little bit about that. And what people don't notice when they go by. I mean, now it's beautiful. You should have been there when they were trying to put it up. Darren Smith, who Stephanie Hoff talked with, he is the superintendent of the building grounds at the Capitol. And he's really the guy that literally does the heavy lifting. He has to canvass the state of Wisconsin to try to find the tree. Now, one of the interesting tidbits that you may be hearing on one of our Midwest Farm Report breaks is they always, always have balsam firs. Always at the state capitol because they're such big trees. But what you may not realize is balsam firs only basically grow north of Highway 8. So you're talking the hinterland. You're talking way up there.
Jeez.
Unless it was purposely planted someplace. Mm. So, but he says, and he was telling Stephanie that literally it's probably a two-day event for him where he and his crew get in. People submit their trees, where they are, all that kind of stuff. And then he's got to go out and basically evaluate the tree. Mm. Is it going to fit? Is it the right dimensions? Is it proportion? And he said the story behind the tree is just as important as the tree itself. Obviously, you want a beautiful tree, but he said if there's a story to it, you know, a generational story or something like that, mm-hmm. he said that's really cool too. And he said the other thing is you got to remember the best trees may not be right next to the road. He may end up snowshoeing in a little bit to try to see this grandiose tree that maybe somebody's been snowmobiling past for most of their lives.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of it. And then they go up and they have to use tree harvesting equipment. So it's not, I want to make sure people don't have this in their head of a couple guys with a chainsaw. This is a massive undertaking to get a tree the size. What'd you say that it was, John? How big is it supposed to be anyhow?
I think it's about 40, 45 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not just fooling around with something that you can strap on the hood of the car. It's a whopper. So they've got to get all the equipment there and coordinate it and bring it in. So like I said, when you get a chance, hopefully you do get a chance to enjoy the Christmas tree in the rotunda at the state capitol. And Stephanie found out, Darren told her, that this year the tree that Wisconsin has is ranked number 7 on USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Award for Best Public Holiday Lights Display. So if you do get a chance to take a look at it, it's a beauty. And Wisconsin always is, quote, in the running for not only our state tree, but we have provided multiple trees to the White House. Now, I warn you guys, don't drag me on the White House this year because I didn't pay attention. Yeah. It wasn't from Wisconsin. Okay. But our Wisconsin Christmas Tree Association is very, very active and quite often are dragging trees out to Washington, D.C. for the whole fanfare of pulling up in front of the White House and then the ultimate lighting. So it's noteworthy. It's kind of something that you might want to say to somebody else when you're standing around the tree in the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Did you know these only grow north of Highway 8 or something?
Wow. Okay. Well, now
something
we know.
To share. Yes. Yeah. Pam, are real trees overtaking fake trees this year just because of prices, do you think?
No, I don't think so. It's not so much prices. A lot of it has to do with living space.
Mm-hmm.
People, there are, you know, let's think about it. If you're a renter in a complex, your facility may not allow for real trees because of a fire hazard.
Sure.
So a lot of people may be reduced kind of to that. And then there's allergies and things like that. But Christmas trees as a whole, real Christmas trees as a whole, have seen a surge since the pandemic that has not gone away. Because if you think about it, that was about the only thing you could do during the pandemic as a family was go out and try to harvest your tree or find your tree.
Right.
And that reignited a lot of that family tradition kind of stuff. So it's that is still sticking with us as a remnant.
I'll tell you, going out to those tree farms are just fun. I mean, they have all the decorations. Oh, yeah. They've got ornaments. They've got
hot cider. One of our
guys
has got reindeer this weekend.
What's that?
One of our guys has got reindeer this weekend. Oh. Ben Jarbo just did a story on trying to feed reindeer.
Wow.
What is the nutritional? See, that's where we go. You want to scratch them, we want to feed them. So that's how the farm department rules.
Absolutely. Okay. And just briefly, what do you buy a farmer
for Christmas?
Just give us a clue.
So we can talk about that on Monday.
Okay.
Farmers are hard to buy through for. Monday, I'll give you a list of things to consider if you've got a farmer on your list.
All right.
Okay.
Well, sounds good.
Good
Thank
enough.
You, Pam.
Well, Pam, we appreciate it.
All right.
You have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Stay warm.
Okay,
you
we're going to try.
All right.
That's Pam Yockey from the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Yeah.
I remember seeing the guy who actually is in charge of decorating the tree at the Capitol. I saw him on a newscast.
Okay.
And he, I would suggest that maybe they don't cover the tree and blanket it with ornaments and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes you can't even see the tree at the Capitol.
Well, yeah, a lot of decorations.
Yeah, a lot of decorations. Remember in the old days we used to put tinsel on?
Oh, God.
I wonder if they put tinsel on this tree.
I don't think so, but, we should walk down there and take a look.
Okay, I'll bring along some tinsel.
Okay. All right, good enough. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report next, and then, we're going to check in with Idiocracy and much more. I'm John and Gordy for a Friday morning after this.
In the history of radio, since the days of Marconi, listeners have called radio stations and have had conversations with a so-called screener who instructs prospective callers on the proper etiquette when calling a radio station. No foul language, no ethnic slurs, but most importantly, do not ever, ever say the following, "As I was telling your screener." The radio host already knows that the so-called screener has been engaged in conversation with the prospective caller. It is assumed that the listener has, quote, told the screener something. That something being the information to be relayed to the radio host on the air. It is assumed that the listener would have the common sense to assume that the host is aware that the screener has had a conversation with the listener, presumably about what the listener was about to convey to the host, and that the whole thing has been a huge waste of time, and that you can't spell assume without ass, and furthermore, I hate you and your ass face. Thank you.
Got it?
I got it.
Okay. Phone lines are open, 608.
These are good rules.
879-8255.
Yeah.
Okay. That was Jim Ward, who passed away a couple of days ago.
That's right. I heard that. And specific cut on Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, Stephanie Miller played that yesterday.
It is a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was quite a voice artist, and unfortunately got Alzheimer's a couple of years ago and died day before yesterday, I believe, at the age of 66, I think. So anyway, we're back. It's John and Gordy in the morning again here on a Friday, and coming up, we've got our Text to Win contest, last day for it, the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. And we'll have that next keyword at 7 a.m.
You know, I remember just about this time each and every morning.
Yeah.
We used to, what feature did we have at this time of the morning?
I can't remember.
What did we used to do all the time? I'm just having a hard time. Oh,
wait.
Oh.
It's coming back to me.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** going on around here?
Holy sh!
I don't know.
Idiocracy.
You're the smartest guy in the world. You're pretty dumb sometimes.
Keep doing dumb things, you know? And obviously, no one ever learns from it. We have endless amounts of stories that
right?
just have to get out. And into the ether.
It never ends.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Endless supply,
So anyway, there's a shortage of teachers. There will always be a shortage of teachers, the way the Republicans treat teachers. It's not appreciated.
Mm.
There's a test program that puts interested high school students in classrooms to recruit new teachers.
Wait, what?
I don't know. What? I don't know. It sounds kind of confusing and ridiculous, but well, I don't know. Maybe it's a good program. So let's listen.
Okay.
There's an extra student in this Pittsburgh elementary school class.
Good job!
High school student Avery Wazzo and her friend Erin Knoll are part of the Aspiring Educators program, growing the next generation of teachers.
It's a preparatory college program for people that want to be educators and to get a taste of education inside the classroom.
I'm supporting them. I'm keeping them going.
In return, these high schoolers get college credits to a local university and relieve some of the heavy workloads of busy elementary school teachers.
Find the students that are in high school that have an interest, where they might be interested in it, but if they're not given the hands-on, the real classroom experiences, they're never going to ignite their passion.
Nationally, schools have been struggling to keep teachers in the profession. According to an analysis by the Learning Policy Institute, there are over 411,000 empty teacher positions in the U.S., and the Trump administration has made some significant budget cuts, including millions of dollars in education grants and teacher training, as well as proposing multi-billion dollar cuts to the Department of Education. The Aspiring Educators Program doesn't rely on these funds, but is trying to fix the national issue on a local level.
How bad is the teacher shortage right now?
It's a problem. It's an ever-growing problem. And the teacher shortage problem is just getting worse. Last year in Pennsylvania alone, we lost 9,000 of our teachers. And last year, we prepared only 5,000 new teachers. So you can see in just 1 year a gap.
Why do you think not a lot of young people consider a career as a teacher these days? If I'm being completely honest, it's because this job isn't for the pay. I wouldn't say that you go into education looking to make $1 million. You go into education looking to build relationships and change people's lives. Once we all had the chance to walk into a classroom and see it, the pay didn't matter anymore.
Yeah, we need all the square.
Planting the seeds of curious minds to help nurture the learners of tomorrow.
We are your future, so it's time to invest in the future.
Maya Eaglin, NBC News.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay, need a lot of teachers, and not a lot of people stepping up to do that.
That's right, but get a little help here. I think that's a good program. I think I saved that story for Tim Slecker, but we never, ever got to it.
Well, okay.
Well, maybe I'll bring it up again with him. I mean, he should know about this, right? It's a big story.
I would imagine he does, yes.
All right, I found this story this morning, and I'm thinking, really? Boy, they do things in the South very, very differently from up here in the Northlands.
Really?
There's a place called K&W. Anybody ever been to K&W in the South?
K&W? I think I worked at that station about 20 years ago. K&W, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And there it is. Well, it's not actually it's not actually that. Oh. It's a cafeteria.
Oh.
And it has gone bankrupt. And they have locations all over the South, and that's it. It's done. Doors locked. Employees locked out.
Really?
All that food. And I'm bringing this up because it's a cafeteria-style restaurant.
Ah.
So they have these long buffets
that
you go through, and they have people, you know, serving you. And, and I'm thinking, honestly, I've never heard of anything like that currently being around today, this day and age.
Right.
In the old days.
In the 50s.
They had a lot of those things.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, what were they? They had these cafeterias where you had stuff in these sort of vending machines behind
the modern ones.
The plastic. Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
What? Those are modern space age.
It was very weird. They didn't last very
long.
That's
how we were going to feed ourselves. We'd have to go to the corner computer-generated food service wall.
Well, there is something like pizza. You guys know Pizza Ranch? Isn't that something similar nowadays?
I mean, Pizza Ranch is pretty much a buffet kind of place.
It's a
buffet-style
thing.
Like Yeah.
But that's kind of a specializing. This is like a cafeteria. Yeah. You know,
I forget what they call them. There used to be a lot of them in New York City.
Oh,
the ones that we're talking about.
Oh,
They had a special name. Yeah, Can't think of.
But apparently there are a whole bunch of them, and they're surviving. The other ones are surviving. This one didn't necessarily survive and make the kind of cuts and you know, food service service that they wanted to provide to everybody. And I mean, I'm looking at pictures of it, and it's kind of gorgeous. It's a lot of food, a lot of salad. Maybe people are cutting back on salads. You know, they want to get nice and heavy and plump.
I this don't is know. K&W
cafeteria. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's sad that they went out of business.
Now, it's affecting everybody down in the South because it affects the food distributors, the delivery drivers, maintenance providers, right, and farmers who produce the produce for this. So, this is a big deal down there. The ripple effect is going to have a major effect in North Carolina and Virginia, and
Wow. Apparently, this was a big deal in the South. 88 years they've been around.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Some are writing on Facebook, I ate there a lot as a kid in the 60s and 70s. Best chicken and dumpling ever.
Mm.
Maybe, you know, dumplings didn't exactly last.
Dumplings.
No call for dumplings in the 80s, 90s, and 21st century. Yeah.
Dumplings.
Wow.
Okay. They have any grits? I think they have grits still.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Now, here's a story that you brought to my attention. It is a self-awareness course, basically. Oh. This broadcaster yes. In up well, spiral life is yes. what it's called. Up spiral life. And yeah, this is apparently the guru that you attend classes in.
Sure.
So
sure, let's go with that. I found him online. I think he's very uplifting. In fact, it's called, what's it called?
Up Spiral Life.
Up Spiral Life, yeah.
Yes.
He has very, you know, short videos, but it's always something that's uplifting and inspiring.
Yeah.
How to live your life better.
I think he was speaking right to us, too. Yeah. Because
are you going to play the one, I think?
Yes, I'm going to play this one. So here it is.
I thought of you when I saw this. I thought, John needs some help.
He really does. All right, well, let's listen.
Okay.
So get curious. Ask yourself, what's this anger trying to shield me from? That's the U-turn. That's the move. That's taking leadership inside your own mind. Because now you're not swimming in the anger. You're watching it. And the second you get curious, the broadcast you're sending out into the quantum field changes. Suddenly you're broadcasting self-awareness, not attack, self-inquiry, not blame. And the quantum field responds to that shift. It always does. And it brings you more of the same in return. That's how law of attraction works. So instead of broadcasting anger and getting back more things to be angry about, you're broadcasting curiosity and self-awareness. And the quantum field returns to you more reasons to be curious and self-aware. Here's the big takeaway. People who stay pissed off have lost control of what they think, say, and feel. They react, they blame, they loop.
Right,
and the
right.
law of attraction doesn't care about your good intentions. It cares about your frequency.
Right.
And powerful people, they control their mind, their mouth, and their mood. They get curious, and curiosity opens the door to creativity, and creativity opens the door to solutions. And the signal that they end up broadcasting? Clarity, power, forward motion. So get out of the anger loop and regain control of your life instead of your life controlling you.
See?
Well, thanks for thinking about me.
Where did you find that guy?
You shouldn't be swimming in your anger, John.
I am swimming in my anger.
You're drowning. You're going down for the third time, buddy. Just throwing you a lifeline there.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Sure.
I learned a lesson.
Good.
A bitter.
Gotta let go of
angry
that anger.
Lesson that I guess I've been wrapped up in this envelope of anger and resentment.
Like, you know, when I see those things and, you know, these self-help things, and, you know, I understand.
You always think of me.
I think of you. John needs a little help. That's what I'm here for.
Well, you know, life isn't easy.
Right?
My life is an endless episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So, damn. Okay. Well, I
thought you would find that helpful.
Yes. What is it? Upward spiral?
Uprising.
Up spiral life.
Yeah.
Who would have come up with a name like that? Well, what's wrong with him? Somebody should help him out.
He's got
a lot of
encouraging advice.
I was going to say, where do you find this guy? Like,
I don't know.
Randomly?
It randomly popped up, and I thought, well, this is meant for John, this one. Well, yeah, there's a lot of different ones.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got 30 or 40 of them at least.
Yeah. Maybe a few would apply to me then, right?
Well, possibly.
Well, I definitely need the help. Every once in a while, I go through these deep slums.
Okay. Good enough. Well, I'm glad you found it inspiring.
Well, it's an up spiral for me now.
Okay. All right. What are we listening to? Oh, is it time to break?
Angry.
It's angry.
All right. We've got our text to win contest, last day for it. The grown-up gift list multi-state text to win will reveal the key word in about 15 minutes. Also, we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News. Rocker is out today, but we've got some special music and some highlights of some things to do around the area coming up on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy are waiting for you to call.
Oh, yeah.
Lines are open so you can call right now.
Yeah. Call now.
608-879-8255. John and Gordy are waiting to hear from you.
And they can keep waiting.
Okay. 608-879-8255.
We haven't used those because we're in the afternoon a lot of times here. So
I thought you guys would get annoyed of them, but then you're right. Yeah,
it's a different phone number.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right.
We're back.
Let's get to more idiocracy here. Mm-hmm. Boy, oh boy, I tell you, those libs on TikTok, whoa. They really found a story this time, repressing the white man. Diversity must be avoided. Yes, and this is it. This is the libs on TikTok achieved a new low. They are very angry about Netflix, and they're telling people to cancel Netflix because, well, they have diversity at Netflix.
Oh.
Yes. Holy S-word, it says from them. Netflix appears to openly boast about discriminating against white people.
What?
In their inclusion of diversity report, they celebrate the percentage of racially underrepresented directors and lead characters have been growing significantly over the past few years on Netflix. Mm. Why doesn't Netflix hire based on qualifications instead of skin color?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the stuff they're producing, you know. I don't know. Anyway, Netflix had released a little graph of what they have been able to accomplish. The percentage of Netflix series with an underrepresented lead or co-lead.
Okay.
In 2018, it was 23%. If you spin all the way up to 2023, it's 71%, from 25% to 71%. Yeah.
More diversity.
That's more diversity. Yeah. Underrepresented leads or co-leads. All right. How about a percentage of series industry-wide with an underrepresented lead co-lead? Now, this is in a series. 22% back in 2018. It is now 58%.
Wow. So in just seven or 8 years.
And this is a reason to complain.
Who's complaining about this?
Lives on TikTok.
Oh, of course.
We have to ban Netflix. We've got to boycott them. We don't want them to have that kind of diversity. What the hell? What is wrong with them, right?
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right.
We have Charles on the line here.
Oh, we do have Charles. All right. Charles.
Charles, go ahead. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I keep telling you, it's all about the white man's grievance, that segment. Yeah. You know, the ones that like to do push-ups and pull-ups in the airport, looking stupid. But, hey, I was calling because, you know, we can always leave it to our great senator, wacko Ron Johnson to put Wisconsin on the map.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw this last night. He's pushing a book by some discredited doctor on a chemical that claims to treat everything from autism to cancer. And it's called chlorine dioxide, which is it's a disinfectant and a deodorizer. What is wrong with this guy?
What is it? Chlorine? What is it?
Chlorine dioxide.
Chlorine
and
dioxide.
It's a disinfectant and a deodorizer. And this discredited doctor claims that it treats everything from autism to cancer.
Yeah.
And surely enough, Ron Johnson is out there pushing it.
Sure.
Wow.
Miracle cure, huh?
Now, okay. Yeah, we all laugh about the fact that we're going to inject, right?
Bleach
and some kind of, disinfectant into our bodies,
mm-hmm.
Shine a light inside our bodies somehow. Oh, my gosh. Right. Well, thanks for letting us know about that. I'll have to pick up that book.
Yeah. Ron Johnson's all over it, so better check into it.
Well, Mark remembers the old days of smorgasbords.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you been to a smorgasbord?
No, not lately. We were talking about that those restaurants in New York. They're actually called automats.
Automats,
back
yes.
in New York, they were popular in the 50s. In fact, Horn and Hard Art was one company that had 40 locations. They showed some pictures of these plastic boxes, basically, that the food was in. It was like a cafeteria with no workers. It was all very modern back in the 50s.
It was very sterile.
You just went along the line there and picked your food out from these little plastic boxes, like vending like a huge vending machine.
Yeah, it is. A giant vending machine lobby.
It didn't last very long.
Well,
a few years and they were out of business.
I remember there were just one or two of those in Milwaukee when I was living there, and we had gone to one. But I have to say, as a kid, they kind of, it was scary, you know. I mean, the food didn't look real appetizing, but
no,
behind the thick piece of glass, you know.
Right. Yeah, and it was a complete plate of food, you know. But you didn't really. You had your choices, but you had to go all the way down the line to figure out what your choices could be. It was a dumb idea.
And the other thing is, it may have had good food, but you had to present it in a good way.
Right.
And so you had to have people designing what you put on the plate, how it looks, and then put it on display behind these glass doors.
Yeah.
And I can't see this as ever making it.
Or, well, it didn't.
It didn't seem like it was very popular.
They went out of business pretty quickly. After 8 or 10 years, they were done. Surprised it took that long. Yeah,
I know. Now they've turned it into what, lockers or something, right?
Right. I don't know either. Right around the corner, it's time for the grown-up gift list multi-state contest. Last day for that. And we'll reveal the key word for the 7 o'clock hour in about 5 minutes.
I got to tell you, I just love those smorgasbords in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
They had a lot of them out there.
Those were good.
Yeah. Mark is talking about a Swedish smorgasbord.
Yeah. Hey, we're also going to check in with Savannah Tome Olson, get the latest news from around the area. It's all coming up on John and Gordy for a Friday morning. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.